Hello, this is the Exotic Fan, Al speaking.
Hi, my name's Katrina Bubbles, and I had my Alexandrine in on Saturday for a beach trip.
Yep.
And since then, he's been a lot, like he's quite fun, Alex, but he's even been more quiet, more fluffed up and hunched over than what he normally is.
Okay. Have you seen him eat and everything like that since the beak trim?
He has been eating. I'll be honest, I haven't checked his weight since Saturday. I wouldn't take much effort to get him and weigh him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you wanted to, we can definitely get him back in and have a little look and see what is going on for him. We don't have any morning appointments available with the vet. We'll just do like a weigh-in and see what is going on, and if it does turn into more, then the vet can kind of discuss that with you. I've got a 2 p.m. appointment available
here. I can't make it in the afternoon. I was just wondering, is it normal?
Look, it shouldn't be. He shouldn't have any real issues after the surgery, even if it was under a general anaesthetic.
Yeah,
general anaesthetic, they'll kind of breathe off, and then once that, there's very little issues.
He was knocked out because he's got scissor beak.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember this little guy. So if you guys weren't available this afternoon, then what I can do is look to book in for tomorrow morning. We've got a few appointments available, and we can get him in, weigh him, and compare that to what he was on Saturday, and we'll do that with the vet. And then that way,
I'm actually going to weigh him now to see if he's any different, because he was around. I don't know what he was on Saturday with your scales.
Yep. I'll have a quick look and see.
And I'm weighing him at a different time, because different times of the day, they're going to weigh different.
Yeah, definitely.
He's actually at 187, which is, I think last time I weighed him last week, he was 185, 182.
Okay. Yep.
So he's definitely eating.
Mm-hmm.
And his poops seem to be okay. It was just more the quietness that was, like his eyes and that, he's very alert.
Yep.
He's just more quiet than he normally is.
So he's just not kind of calling or anything like that. He's still doing everything as normal, like eating, drinking and moving around?
Yeah, he's not, for an Alex, I've never had an Alex like him. being so quiet. He's never been a real active Alex from the time I've had him. That has subsided a little bit. It's a little bit less than what he was.
Sure.
I know his back is not normal, but it just seems to be more prominent than it was, say, like last week.
Yeah, so I've just checked the files. He was 186 on our scale, okay. So he hasn't lost any weight. With him being like a little quieter, look, it's quite hard to say that could be anything without seeing him in. Dr. Vanessa did like the full health check and everything on him on Saturday, and if she didn't see anything, that I would think that it could just be like him. Like, I don't know how much reduced his behavior is, but if he's eating, drinking, and doing everything else as normal, I don't think that there's too much
there. She did mention that to get a beak trim in maybe about 4 weeks, but I explained that we were going away the week. If that was the case, he would be due on the 13th, because that's 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we go away the following weekend.
Yep.
And she said, well, it could wait until we come back. And she said, then we could do x-rays. I'm wondering if it might be better because I don't know how quick, because apparently his beak does grow quickly.
It will grow quick because it's not, there's nothing opposing like the top, because it's kind of skewed
it can't
off,
wear,
and
it
so
can't
it'll
wear
just
down.
Continually grow, yeah.
So I'm wondering if 2 months is really pushing it, but we can't get it done. Either it's basically, it boils down to either the 13th or the 9th of January.
I think that, like,
can't do in between.
Yeah, if Vanessa said it was okay to wait a little bit longer, especially after you guys get back, then just keep an eye on it, and that should be okay.
If he does struggle, if it gets too long and he struggles a bit.
Look, potentially, I'm not too sure exactly how fast it will grow, but if you guys wanted to, like, you can give us a call if there is space in between when you guys go away and when you guys come back, and we can get him in just to do the beak trim. If it was getting long, but if it's not, and you can manage it over the next 2 months, then we can look to bring him in.
I don't know if I'm going to manage it over the next 2 months, because I don't know how quick it's going to grow after she's trimmed it.
Yeah, that's okay. And
because I think,
like,
this is the shortest it's been in the time I've had him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what you can do is, like, if you guys come back from your little trip, and it's around that kind of time at 4 weeks, just have a look, and if it is starting to get long, we can just get him.
We're going on the 20th or the 21st, and we're not back until the 5th or the 6th of January.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm saying it's either.
Have you got some people that are looking after him that could assess it and bring him in for a big trim if they need to?
Well, as I've discussed with her, it's decided I'm taking him with me up to Central Queensland.
Oh, okay. Look, it is really hard to say exactly, you know, how fast that beak will grow, but I think that I don't know if 2 months is going to be too much or anything like that. But the important thing is he going to eat? If he can eat with a beak that's a little bit longer, then that'll be fine. And when you guys get back closer to that January mark, then we can just get him in once you guys are back. But I can't say for certain exactly how long that beak will be.
Is just wondering if someone could quickly ask if in the long run he would be better off getting done before we go.
Like, if he was only just done on Saturday, and so I don't think the beak will grow enough, and us doing any trim on that beak would do anything, really, in that 2 months. Yeah, so the only thing would be is either we just be vigilant and make sure that he is eating throughout that whole time, and then when you get back, we'll organise a beak trim fairly soon.
Yeah, well,
I've
organised beak trim and x-rays on the night.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Yep. And I think just keep an eye on him and make sure he is eating through that time. And then once you guys get back, we can trim that beak back down again.
Okay, no worries. I'll just keep a close eye on him.
Yeah. And, like I said, just make sure he is eating. That's going to be the most important thing throughout this whole time. And then, we'll see you guys on the 9th.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Fantastic. No worries.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.